Hi, this is Dr. Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you want to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent programs, you can go to our program page at myfaithradio.com.
David, let's jump into probably the most difficult issue I think that Christians have try to respond when they're talking to an atheist or agnostic, and they get caught off guard, and that's the issue of evil and suffering in the world. Obviously, there is a lot of evil in the world. We've been seeing that just over the past couple of weeks. Why are there car accidents and tornadoes and cancer and wars and terrorists? Why would a loving God permit those things to occur? How do we live with that particular paradox?
Well, the first thing to say is I do think this is the single hardest issue for Christians to deal with and to answer. And in the book, I say something that may surprise some people about this, and that is, I don't think that we're told exactly why there is suffering in the world. And I do think there's some pretty good philosophical explanations of why there might be suffering. There's probably the best known argument, which is an argument that Augustine made and other people have made. C.S. Lewis made this argument, is an argument about free will. And in order for us to have free will and not simply be automatons, there had to be the possibility of evil, and that explains why we have a world in which it was possible to fall. But in my view, the Bible never fully explains why we have suffering. And what I say in the book is, although that's a puzzle for Christianity, there's a puzzle for atheists too. And the puzzle for atheists is, why don't we respond to suffering as if it's normal or it's simply natural? If there were no God, if we believed what atheists believe, when we see suffering in nature, when we see something awful happen in nature, when somebody whom we love has something terrible to happen to them, we would just say, well, that's the way the world works, but that's not what we do. And when we see suffering or experience suffering, almost all of us experience it as evil, as wrong, as suggesting that the world is not the way it's meant to be. That's a great puzzle for atheists. It's not a puzzle at all for Christianity. Christianity tells us we feel that way about suffering because it's true. Because the world was not meant to be this way, and one day the world will not be this way. And so I think as a Christian, it's really important to focus on that. Why is it that we experience suffering as wrong and as evil? And Christianity tells us not only does God understand this about suffering, but in the person of Jesus Christ, God suffered himself. And that can be a great comfort to those of us who experience suffering, as we all will at some time in our life.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our program page at myfaithradio.com. Just look for Dr. Bill Meyer Live.